We'll have to see. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Looks like the temperature continues to drop. 50 degrees now. We're going to be a low in the possibly the low 40s tonight. But tomorrow, it could be getting close to freezing, down in the mid to low 30s. And it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You know, we were just talking about Trump's running for a third time. Well, technically, it's like his fourth time, but he is, you know, he won, then he lost the re-election. He's trying to run again. He's one of only now be five presidents who's attempted to do that, but only one of the previous ones have actually won the re-election campaign, Grover Cleveland. Ivanka Trump, in the meantime, says she's not going to be on the campaign trail with him this time around. She's going to focus on her family, stay at home, to support him from afar. Also, buzz is going around that Michelle Obama, she's doing a book tour right now, but buzz is that it's not just a book tour. It's also a way of kind of fielding out support to run for president. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Our top trending news this hour. Mitch McConnell reelected as the GOP leader in the Senate. McConnell defeated a challenge from Senator Rick Scott after the party underperformed during the midterms. Elon Musk apparently now demanding that Twitter employees commit to working long hours or leave. Bobby, the social media platform's new CEO, sent out a company-wide email that said if employees didn't agree to those new working conditions, they could get 3 months of severance pay. The ultimatum comes, of course, after several executives at Twitter have been fired. A lot of the company's full-time employees have been laid off. Contractors have been cut. It's all part of the vision for Twitter 2.0, which got off a little bit to a rocky start there, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And there's a class action lawsuit that's been filed against cryptocurrency platform FTX, and that lawsuit apparently also naming several celebrities.
There are celebrities that made a lot of money and promoted this product. Unless you tell people you're getting paid and how much you're getting paid and what your incentive is, you can be liable.
And that's lawyer Adam Moskowitz there. He says those celebrities could be on the hook for promoting the platform that he says violated Florida law, misled customers, and cost investors billions. Some of the big names included in the lawsuit include Tom Brady, Golden State Warriors guards Stephen Curry, and Larry David. The suit blaming FTX and their celebrities for targeting unsophisticated investors across the country.
Yeah, I'm mixed about this, about that. I mean, one thing is, yes, this FTX does seem like it was an unscrupulous organization. But I really don't like this thing. You know, we have laws in the country, in our country, that you cannot invest. You cannot invest in certain investments if you don't have a net worth of at least $1 million. Legally, you are not allowed to do it. And the government's argument with that is, well, we're protecting you. It's for your own protection because some of these investments are more risky. And so we don't want you to lose your money. So we're going to protect you from yourself and we'll prevent you from being able to invest in those unless you have a net worth of X dollars. At the same time, they make rules coordinated to that says you cannot solicit your investment to people unless they have a net worth of at least $1 million. And so we have laws in place like this, and I've always disagreed with those. I'm like, you're just making people be stupid, because then people are just like, well, the government will make sure that whatever I'm investing in is a sound investment. Like, no, it's called an investment. It's just, you're risking you know, you're risking everything if you invest into it. You need to be wise at what you invest in. And if you're not wise on what you're investing in, then you probably shouldn't be investing. Just save it. Put it in savings. I think these rules that they make, and some of this lawsuit is basically trying to say that. Oh, you took advantage of people who didn't know better. Well, that's their fault, isn't it? I'm just saying, it drives me crazy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays right now. We do have some slow traffic still on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Governor DeSantis was asked, you know, do you think that President Trump running for president is going to create a civil war in the Republican Party? We'll hear what his answer was coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. With Governor DeSantis announcing his run for president. With President Trump announcing his run for president. A reporter today asked Governor DeSantis, does he think that this is going to launch a civil war within the Republican Party? This is his response. All right.
We just finished this election. Okay. People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election. We have this Georgia runoff coming, which is very important for Republicans to win that Georgia runoff. I mean, I know around the country, Florida was kind of the biggest bright spot. It was not so bright in many other parts of the country. It was a substandard performance given the dynamics that are at play. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. But I think what people like me who've been given the opportunity to continue is, okay, let's do something with that. And the reason why we won historic victory is at the end of the day, we led, we delivered, and we had your back when you needed us. That is why we won big.
Ah, there you go. I'll just stop right there. So Governor DeSantis, we need to just chill out a little bit. And he brings up a very good point. We've got a Senate race in Georgia that we need to focus on if we're going to try to help the Republicans. He's talking to Republicans here. There's a race there that we need to focus on, not worrying about a presidential race that's 2 years away. And we just need to chill out. We just finished an election. I think that's how a lot of people feel right now. People just want a little bit of a break before we get back into the ramp up of presidential primaries. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you would like to go see Florida State play University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns this Saturday, we got the pair of tickets for you. Just text in Go Noles. Go Noles to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And you could have the chance to win that pair of tickets. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this here. It says, I vote for the first candidate who will eliminate the federal income tax for senior citizens, even if they end up taking the party down with them. Yeah, that's a pretty good cause right there. I've been a long time supporter for changing our tax system away from the way it is now to either a flat tax or a fair tax. I personally prefer the fair tax. And every time I get pushback and people are like, the fair tax, that's ridiculous. You're taxing everybody. You're doing this and this and this. And then you get other people who go, it won't bring in enough money if we do the fair tax. And like, you do realize that two of the most fiscally responsible states in the union are Florida and Texas. Both of these states don't have income tax. We generate our revenue from sales tax, which is essentially what the fair tax is. So I'm like, and these states work out just fine. We should implement it on a national level. After all, that's what the states were supposed to be. Incubators for testing out policy. Incubators for policy. And if that policy works on the state level, then you can look to implement it on a nationwide level. Anyway, now you got me all talking about the fair tax. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Escalation fears eased after NATO and Poland said a missile that hit Poland was actually a Ukrainian stray, not a Russian stray. Mitch McConnell ended up beating Rick Scott today in the Republican Senate leadership fight. The Senate takes a historic vote as well to move forward on same-sex marriage protections. I'm still reading more about this. It only came to my radar today. I didn't even know they were voting on something like this. I've heard two sides of the argument. I've heard some saying this is an affront to religious liberty, and I've heard others saying, no, this has religious liberty or religious protections in it. This allows same-sex couples to be able to move from state to state without worrying about their marriage protections being ripped away from them because they moved to a different state. But it does not force any religious groups to recognize their marriage, force a marriage, or use their facilities for marriage, or anything like that. And so I'm like, all right. So I've heard both sides, but I haven't been able to dig into it deep enough yet. But those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is on ESPN tonight, 6:30. Boston Celtics take on the Atlanta Hawks. And then at 9 o'clock on ESPN, it'll be Golden State Warriors against the Phoenix Suns. Right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves are beating Orlando Magic by by 23 points. Holy cow. Miami Heat going out with an early lead against the Toronto Raptors as well, leading 12-4. NCAA men's basketball on this one. Number 20 Michigan is leading Pitt by 30 points. Oh, boy. And then number 22 for Tennessee is beating Florida Gulf Coast University 27-18. Coming up on ESPN2 at 8:30 is going to be number 2 Gonzaga playing number 11 Texas. ESPN2 has Kent State beating Eastern Michigan 17-7 right now. CBS Sports Network has NIU beating Miami of Ohio 10-2. 10-2? Yeah, it's 10-2. That's on CBS Sports Network. In about 15 minutes, we'll have Western Michigan kicking off against Central Michigan on ESPN, ESPNU. And then NHL hockey's on TNT tonight. Right now, Ottawa is beating Buffalo 1-0. Scoreless game between Seattle and Chicago on TNT. When that game's over, TNT will have LA against Edmonton. Let's get traffic on the fives. We'll come back with your sports news next.
We still have some slight delays on Fairfield. This is going to be due to an accident. Seeing the accidents just off of North 50th Avenue, just west of Mobile Highway. Other than that, we are checking in clear with our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up, as well as I-10 and I-110 checking in without any major delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. In sports news, Andy Dalton going to remain the quarterback. Looks like they were thinking about switching back to Jameis Winston, but they're going to go ahead and keep him as the quarterback. And then Colts going back to Matt Ryan as their quarterback. Virginia's canceled their last game of the season after the shooting that killed three of their Virginia football players. And Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper is going to have elbow surgery next week. His timetable to return? It's not set. It's up in the air thus far. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Indeed. Attract, interview, and hire at Indeed.com/credit. The forecast isn't good for Buffalo this weekend, and I love it. Feet of snow are expected in Western New York. The Bills-Browns game went from just another Sunday tilt to the most exciting matchup of the week. Defenders slipping, wild passes, messy kick attempts. Let it snow, and let's play some great weather football. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Open wide. Let me see that smile.
There's a back-to-school braces boom at Doc Kelly's office.
Can you hold on for a sec? Can someone bring me more brackets?
She needs to realign her staffing plan with more registered dental assistants.
Can you reorder the rubber bands in red?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Anticipation is building. The holidays are just around the corner, and at the Home Depot, we can't wait. With Black Friday savings all through November, you can count down to Christmas early with a Santa Countdown Inflatable Special Buy, only $69.98. Or anticipate when friends and family come to visit with an entrance full of LED lights that will welcome them and the holidays with open arms. Get the holiday magic started early. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All right, there you go. That is the CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick, I want to share this. NBC News, the latest to backtrack on something they used to label as misinformation. Oh, really? This is one of the things that kills me about this whole, quote, misinformation thing. The misinformation comes from CDC, and it comes from the FDA. And if we had honest politicians, they would investigate that and people would go to jail. But no, we don't. Instead, they just label things that are contrary to what they want us to think as misinformation. NBC, the latest to start backtracking on a piece of misinformation. What is that? Myocarditis linked to COVID-19. They started researching after a spat of young people ages like 22, 21, 23 years old, 18 years old, who just suddenly died of myocarditis a week after receiving their doses of mRNA vaccine. NBC had their November 12th report opening talking about myocarditis and its effect on young people all of a sudden after they got the mRNA COVID vaccines. They even went into I covered this in January. But they covered the vaccine adverse event reporting system that gives a much higher case of myocarditis and pericarditis cases. 53,000 cases as of November 4th. A study out of Israel indicates that COVID infection alone cannot account for such cases, despite claims to the contrary. It is actually the mRNA vaccine as well. Look, I was covering this back in January. Labeled as misinformation, getting the text from people, oh, misinformation statement. I'm like, I'm covering facts. I'm covering data. How can it be misinformation when I'm covering actual data? I'm not making crap up. The ones who's making crap up is the CDC. It goes, yeah, that data you're looking at, we don't look at that data. That's misinformation. Or the FDA goes, yeah, that data you're looking at, we saw it too. We buried it in a bunch of paperwork, and we're going to release it 50 pages at a time over the next 50 years. That's the misinformation crowd. And the fact that people don't see this is still shocking nowadays. Finally, NBC even opening up and going, okay, we got to cover it. We can't ignore it anymore. There is a link between the vaccine and myocarditis with those under the age of 30. Yet Harvard University, Yale University still going to mandate that if you're going to come to their college, you have to have heart disease. That's right. That's basically what they're saying. You want to come to our college, you got to have heart disease. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, as if we weren't lazy enough. There's new battery-powered shoes that will make you walk 250% faster. The tech startup in Pittsburgh, basically these shoes, they call them Shift Moonwalkers. It looks like roller skates on your shoes that you strap onto your shoes. So they're kind of ugly, but they're not like roller skates where you would have to you kind of have to shuffle your feet sideways to make the roller skates move. These are like automated wheels that are already spinning. Okay. So think like a treadmill and you walk on it. And so when you walk, the wheels are spinning. So as you're taking your next step, you're rolling forward. And so you end up covering more territory. So you end up walking 250% faster. Why do we need this again? Oh, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Jerry Springer in the news. And it's kind of interesting what he has to say. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's funny. I could use those shoes to walk my dog, actually. Actually, I bet there's some people, you got a little speed walker dog, a little big dog. You're like, I want to jog with my dog. But you get the speed walking shoes. That does make sense right there. I like that. I did think about it after I went to the break. I was like, you know what? Actually, though, if you're in a place like New York City and you got a big crowd and you walk everywhere you go, then it might be worth it. Like you're trying to get to the place faster. You got to get around people and stuff. It might be worth it like that. Let's go over to, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 checking in clear, as well as posted speeds on 29 and 90, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
David, what do we got going on in the news today?
Well, Bobby, there's just less than a week left on the job now for Mayor Grover Robinson.
I've run the race. I've fought the fight. You know, I've done the work that I'm supposed to do. And looking back on it, I feel that we've done good things.
And Robinson says he is going to miss working with the employees in the city, but he's ready to hand over the reins to Mayor-elect D.C. Reeves next Monday at the mayor's press conference.
Very nice. We wrap it up here soon, and then we'll let DC Reeves get to the helm, see what he plans for the city and how he's going to work with the city council. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So whenever I talk about our society nowadays, one of the things that bothers me, one of the things that just gets in my, just when I talk about society is, it seems like our interactions with one another are more similar to WWE wrestling than to civilized society. Like, you know, we like to, oh, so-and-so blasted so-and-so. And then the other person clapped back. And it's like you're watching WWE, the way we portray everything. Oh, do you see someone? They put them in their place, and then the other person put them in their place. We don't talk civilly. We talk like we're in WWE, and we celebrate it. And I was saying, I kind of blame the WWE for our political discourse nowadays, even. However, it might not be WWE. It might be Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer was actually on a podcast last week and says, I just apologize. I'm so sorry. What have I done? I've ruined the culture. Yep. That's he might be the reason, actually, because WWE is like fantasy land, right? It's fantasy land. That happened over there. It's just made up stuff. But Jerry Springer brought that fantasy land stuff to real life. He found real life people who acted like that and brought them to our television screen, and we had whole generations who grew up with the with Jerry Springer's brand of television. Who now, I guess that maybe he did. Maybe it's him. Maybe Jerry Springer's the reason why all of our interactions are the way they are. He ruined the culture. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.